From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. In Virginia, stealing something worth $200 or more is considered a felony. That is the lowest threshold for felonies in the country. The only other state with that with a bar that low is New Jersey, and it hasn't changed since 1980. But this year, Virginia's governor announced a bipartisan effort to raise the threshold, hoping to reserve prison time for those convicted of more serious crimes. Megan Pauley with WCVE has the story.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam and legislators who support raising the threshold point out that people can be sent to prison for up to 20 years for stealing an iPhone.
We want to remain tough on crime in the Commonwealth of Virginia, but it is unjust that a theft of something like a pair of shoes or a phone could send someone to prison with a felony conviction on their record for life.
Even with a felony threshold of $500, theft of a new iPhone would still result in a felony. Most states have thresholds of $1,000 and some are higher. Claire Guthrie-Gastaniaga with the ACLU of Virginia says factoring in the inflation rate, $200 in 1980 would be worth more than $600 today.
So we're going backwards and we need to be moving ahead.
Robert Maraca is with the National Retail Federation, a group that's blocked efforts to raise Virginia's felony threshold for years. Maraca says a low rate deters organized crime, especially for retailers.
And it's not that uncommon for individuals to understand how the law works and know what they can get away with.
But Jesse Frierson with Virginia's NAACP has seen how the state's low felony trigger has negatively affected some residents.
Either people are desperate and having to do desperate things on one side and the other. People just make unwise choices. Could be a kid in school swiping someone's cell phone.
A recent study from Pew Charitable Trust suggests that low felony thresholds are not a deterrent to property crime. Jake Horowitz is with Pew.
States should take a critical look at what kind of crime control impact they're getting by applying felony punishments to lower and lower level property crimes.
Horowitz says raising Virginia's felony threshold could save the state money by reducing prison costs. In Richmond, Virginia, I'm Megan Pauley for Marketplace.